service, people are like, oh, Josh should do it. I'm like, all right, I guess I'll do it. I mean, not like I'm nervous or anything. But it's kind of ironic what I'll be teaching on today. And, you know, when people hear, when the parents in the room hear, you know, honoring father and mother, they're like, yeah! They look at their kids and like, yeah, you better. You heard me. You heard what he said today. You know, and within the following week, the kid will do something wrong. They'll drop something. They're like, you got to honor your father and mother. Or you'll ask them to clean the dishes. And they're like, I don't want to. You're like, didn't you hear the pastor this week? He told you to, you know. But I mean, I guess it's kind of ironic for me to preach on it. I'm sure as I'm talking up here, my parents are thinking all the times I didn't honor my father and mother. Like, why is he preaching up there? I'm sure their parents are thinking everything that they didn't honor their parents for. You know, so when we think of honoring, we think of honoring someone like the Queen of England, you know, high respect. She gets all the praise, you know, think of smiles, think of someone who deserves everything, you know. To our parents, you know, we see them every day, whatever. I mean, it's not like they take care of us or anything. But when we think of honoring our parents, we think of, like, chores, you know, to do the dishes. And, you know, we give them these type of faces. Every parent knows, you know, the grunting look. Yes, Mom, I'll do it, I guess. Or the, but why? I don't want to. Or a lot of things we hear in our household is 5 more minutes because I'm doing something more important. You know, and the parents give the eye roll back or say, because I said so, or something along the lines of that. But in other parts of the world, it's more than just cleaning dishes and vacuuming and doing whatever else our parents ask to do. In other parts of the world, you can see it's a lot harder to honor your parents, or it's different tasks than what we may think around here. I'm going to tell you a story of a little boy from named Ali from Syria, and he's been spending 3 years in a refugee camp. Now, obviously, if you're in a refugee camp, you're not washing dishes because you don't got much. You're not cleaning the floor because your floor is dirt. But him and his brother, every day for the past 3 years, have been providing income for the entire family. They've been selling tissues and biscuits, and I just have him show you instead.
كيف حالكم؟ بقول له سيء حالنا، عم بيشيل بيشتري مني محارم وبيقول لي بقى. وحالنا كثير سيء حالنا. خفت قلت شو فيه؟ هي أخذتنا وهربت منا. قلت شو فيه؟ عم يذبحونا بالسكين للعالم. كانوا ذابحين ونزاتين على السيارة. هيها إيدهم هيك مكلبتين. كانوا في هون طلقة هيك واحد فاتح راسه. واحد هيك شنو؟ واحد تم يعني شي 15 كانوا ميتين. هيك اللي رايح راسه. لا ما بنسى لأنه شفته بعيني صار 3 سنين وبعد من الناس دي أكيد صعب مو شيء أكيد صعب كنت بلعب بروح على المدرسة بسوريا كنت بروح على المدرسة
إذا هن عندهم فرصة يساعدون
بقول لهم ساعدونا يعني طلعونا لبرا يعني نروح يعني ندرس يعني شو ما كان نضل هناك يعني أحسن من هالعيشة.
So in his country and where he's from, it's a lot different than here. It's not, you know, go get tissues. It's no, sell the tissues so we can have some food to eat. And it's different. It's hard to imagine when we're here staying home and we get asked to vacuum and we're like, all right. But it's a living for him. And if he doesn't honor his parents by what they say, it could mean he gets beat by his dad. Or it could mean, you know, not only that, but you're not going to have food for the day. You're not going to have these necessary items we all take for luxury. And it's such a different experience than what we face today as kids and as parents. And it's, you know, he's still honoring his parents, but it's two completely different actions. And they have an attitude of everything goes because it's necessary. And back in Jesus' time, it was the same thing. If your mom or dad told you to do something, you did it regardless. When, thanks to Carl, we read Exodus 20:12, and if you look back in the Hebrew, the word, instead of using honor, they use kabod. And this word is, on different texts, can mean a couple different things, but in this scenario, it's honor. In Exodus 20:12, the tense of piyah, which means honor or heavy. And today we define honor as, you know, high esteem, great respect, and privilege, and things that we attribute to parents and people of very high authority. And back then, it meant the same thing. And, you know, when we honor our parents, you know, we may do what our parents ask us to do. We may, you know, be vacuuming around, but we give them looks like the kids that we've shown. And we give them looks with grunting faces. We give our parents, you know, we're doing the action, but our heart isn't in it, our head isn't in it. You know, we give them snarls or yes, or give me five more minutes. But it's not to the timing that our parents were like, we're not honoring. Our actions say one thing, but our heart and mind say another. And most parents have experienced this or been the one giving their looks to their parents and so on and so forth. And other tenses of the word kabod will mean stupid or dumb, but in the one, the word kabod meaning heavy. So when you think heavy, you think like gold chains around the parents, or you think someone who's got big respect, big time, you know, and the commands they may be giving you are heavy or burdensome. You know, they take up your time sometimes. Or, you know, if you have to go to the grocery store, if you can drive, your parents ask you to pick something up, it may take some money for gas and stuff like that. But it can be burdensome, but we still have to do it. We still honor our parents by doing it. We help them out, and because they've given us so much, we can only turn around and honor them. Because the way it's supposed to meant is God gives us commands as heavenly kids. You know, we're supposed to live out the commands. Do not murder, and the Ten Commandments, and everything tells us, love one another, love your neighbors. And some of these burdens can be heavy at times. Certain people have certain temptations that really affect them in other ways, and those can be heavy. It can be hard to carry those, and that's why we're together as a family, and, you know, we help each other out. You know, maybe your parents ask you to go carry something down the basement. You can't do it with yourself, or so your parents help you, or a brother or sister helps you. It's a team effort, and because it's heavy. It's hard to do. It's not easy. If it was easy, everyone would do it. Everyone would be a Christian because it's not that hard. You just live about your life. But because we're Christians and called to be part of God's family, it's hard for us. And the way we have honor for God, you know, if God told us to do something, we'd be on our hands and feet, ready to go. We'd be ready to do whatever God calls us. And we should have the same honor and respect we do for God as we would our parents. And to an extent, our parents are supposed to be an extension of God. They're supposed to give us commands like that. And so, if we honor our Heavenly Father, we should honor our earthly parents too, because He gave it to us. He provided the people in our lives to guide us, people to show us what's better. And the word honor hasn't changed. Like back then it meant heavy or burdensome. Today we think of great respect. It still means the same thing. You know, words over time tends to change, and other stuff tends to change. But like certain words today, like if I'm playing frisbee and someone makes a nice catch, people will say, oh, that's a dirty catch. Back then, you wouldn't say dirty catch, so that'd be bad, or something like sick or cool. Words change in today's culture, but even back then and now, the word honor still remains the same, and we still honor our parents as Jesus called when he was teaching on the Sermon on the Mount. He calls us to honor them. And so, you know, kids may be asking, or parents who have still parents around, but, you know, how do we honor them? As Carl read earlier in Philippians 2, it says we shouldn't be selfish, or so we should be humble. We should put others' need first. So when, you know, parents ask you to do something and you're already doing something, maybe you're texting someone or checking Instagram or whatever you do with your life, but you should put their needs ahead of ours. Because if they're carrying something heavy and they're like, I need your help right away, and you're doing whatever, and they drop it, then it's partly on you because you weren't there. You need to honor them by helping them out. You need to put their interests in front of your own. And you need to you can't go around saying you're honoring your parents to everyone and brag about it. That's not being humble. If you go around, you're like, yeah, I honored mom and dad today. Woo! But then you're not in that celebration. You could not be honoring your parents because you're not being humble. You're not doing it for a reward. You're not doing it, oh yeah, if I help mom out, she's going to get me some ice cream. It's not like that. I mean, sure, maybe we'll get ice cream, and who doesn't love ice cream? But you're not doing it for that. You're doing it because you love your parents. You're doing it because you want to honor them, because God has called us to honor people. And God has called us to treat our parents as if it was God. And, you know, as long as the parent is honoring God, then it should show through in their commands or actions. And the parents, this commands also, you know, everyone thinks it's always towards the kids, you know, I'm doing my job, as long as my kid honors me, then we're all good. But if you're not being an extension of God, or if you're not showing the love to the kid, or giving them good morals, or teaching them how they should be, then it's hard to honor them. You want to be, you know, as the black and white picture, the kids following in the parents' footsteps. So as long as the parents go down the right road, then the kids should honor the parent. But if the parent's a bank robber and asking the kid to be the getaway driver, as if I'm the kid, I'm like, what do you mean? I'm not going to honor that command. I'm not crazy. But as long as the parent is being the example to the kid, then the kid should be honoring the parent. Just as we as heavenly kids should be honoring our heavenly Father, and we should be abiding by these laws. We should be loving one another and being humble with them. We should take our time with things. We should appreciate them, people around us, for what we are. And as heavenly kids of God, we should be taking care of each other as well. You know, and God talks about, you know, what you did for the poor, you did for me. When I was in jail, you came to visit me. And these people, when he's preaching to them, ask, oh, we never did. We never saw you in prison. We never saw you hungry. But he said, what you do for the least of these, you do for me. So if I help out my parents, I'm helping out God. If I see people like Ollie in other countries and I donate whatever I have and a little bit of money, it goes a long way. And like statistics show with programs like 30 Hour Famine and others, if you give a little bit or you give up like your coffee, around event season, people will say, oh, if you just give up your coffee for a week, you know, that money, you usually, that $2, $3 you can send away and help some kid eat for a month or whatever. But it's stuff like that where we don't always have to help other people away too. We can help our next door neighbors. If we see someone moving in, we can help them. You know, oh, I have a truck, but I don't really want to help you. Who are you really honoring then? You're not honoring God. You're honoring, you know, your own selfish desires. But stuff like that, you need to honor your parents. And the parents also should be good leaders to the kids. And if there's not good leaders, what is there to honor? There's nothing to respect. If the parent is having a hard time, then people around them need to go help. You know, that's why we have a church. That's why we're not all on our own on Sundays praying in our rooms. That's why we come together and, you know, we sing songs to worship him and do other things like that. But we're here to honor our God first and foremost. And as parents, you need to be, you have that responsibility. Because in the second half of the verse, it talks about you will have a long and fulfilling life. Where if I honor my parents and my parents are doing as they're supposed to, giving me good morals, and I guess that's why I'm up here, I hope at least. But giving me good leadership to follow, then hopefully the cycle continues, and then when I eventually have kids, I'm a good role model to my kids, and they would honor me as I would honor my father and honor my heavenly father. But it's just and once that cycle gets broken, it's hard to come back to it. Because then a lot of time when people have misconjoint with parents and like, or if your father was beating me, it's hard to picture your heavenly father as something different. But we have to remember God's a loving father and our parents should be loving parents to us. And it's the little things parents do for kids that really affect them. Last week, if you're here, I told a story about offering, how my camp counselor saw his parents write a check to the church every week for offering, and that's affected him for life. He promises he's going to do that for his kids, and hopefully his kids see that no matter what I have, I'm going to give to the Lord. And it's the little things, you know. You can be all up front, in front of public, love your kid and stuff like that, but if behind the scenes you're not doing so great, the kids notice the little things. And they notice, you know, when you're not loving the Lord. And, you know, you may think you have all the privacy in the world, but kids are smarter than people give them credit to. People, they are more observant and realize what's going on better than you do sometimes. But it's just hard to honor your parents when your parents aren't honoring God. And everyone, this verse is more towards everyone. It's family as a group. You know, we want to be connected. You know, everyone loves to take walks with their kids and stuff, and everyone likes to have laughs. When it comes down to the nitty-gritty, if you're not honoring God, then the kid's going to have a hard time honoring you. You know, you may get out, you may get mad at your kid, you know, you're not doing what I'm saying. But then if the kid turned around and said, well, you're not doing what God says, then you're going to take a step back and be like, whoa, what's going on? And so it's a really powerful message in what God gives in the Ten Commandments. And he tells us throughout the Bible on how to do this. So it should be no question on how we do stuff like this. And just as long as you honor the Lord, and as long as we honor each other as kids and take care of one another, help them out, even if you don't have money, time, just being there with someone, God will smile upon us. And before I close in prayer, I heard a story how this kid was, you know, president of choir, which means he just set up chairs or whatever. You know, nothing too fancy. And this one kid, new to the choir, comes in, sits kind of alone in the corner. So the president sees this, you know, after a couple weeks of seeing it, goes over, says hi. They end up becoming friends. Flash, years later, laughter, having fun. And the kid pulls the president aside and goes, listen, I got to tell you something. He goes, all right, what do you need? He goes, that week that you said hi to me, I was planning on killing myself. And it's one of those things where if you didn't say hi to me, I'd probably have no friends and I probably would have ended it. But because you reached out and said something hi, you were loving towards me, I didn't. And here we are graduating high school and going on to live our lives. And just stuff like that where kids of God need to take care of one another. And we need to honor our father and mother, our earthly parents. And we also need to honor each other. And most importantly, as long as everyone loving God, then we should love each other. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I pray for everyone in here. I pray for the parents as they're supposed to be leading examples. And that if they're not, they would take time to look upon themselves, and the parents as a group would look at each other and say, how can we love God more? And that this action and evaluation would lead to kids honoring their parents as you have commanded us, being humble and loving one another, and then that this cycle would continue where every kid that grows up would see how their parents loved God and how they honored their parents, and then they would want the same for their kids and grandkids and so on, and that we not only grow the church outwardly into friends and family that may not know it, but we grow inwardly as a family, Lord, that we pass it down from generation to generation, and things we learned and you have shown us that we may be able to share with others, Lord, and not keep it for ourselves, because we are a team, Lord. We are a church, and we are together. Amen.